Brazil has moved past Britain to become the country with the second highest COVID-19 death toll in the world, just after the United States. The South American country's death tally early Sunday was 42,720, according to Johns Hopkins University. Britain has lost 41,747 people to COVID-19. The United States has lost 115,436 lives to the coronavirus pandemic. Johns Hopkins reports the number of coronavirus cases around the world is steadily climbing toward the 8 million mark. The U.S. has more than 2 million cases. Brazil has 850,000 infections, and Russia has the third highest number of cases in the world with more than 519,000. Reuters is reporting Egypt will reopen at all of its airports for scheduled international traffic on July 1st. That's according to the civil aviation minister on Sunday, after suspending regular commercial flights in March because of the coronavirus outbreak. Foreign tourism is to be limited to resorts in three coastal provinces. The government said on Thursday it will reopen Egypt's main seaside resorts for international flights and foreign tourists from July 1st. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said Sunday that the U.S. economy, the world's largest, is, in his words, now in a recovery stage from the debilitating effects of the coronavirus pandemic that closed thousands of businesses, even as forecasters say unemployment figures will remain high for months. Kudlow told CNN on Sunday, "I think we are on our way back. 2021 is going to be a solid, solid year." He indicated the $600 a week unemployment compensation supplement the federal government had been paying more than 40 million unemployed workers in addition to state jobless benefits is likely to end as scheduled at the end of July. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.